Hello?
Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Mr. President.
Well, I called you up to get New Year's gift off of you, and damn if you didn't beat me to it.
Yes, sir, sure did.
I just sitting here with a bunch of your roughneck friends, and we're sitting in here in the den, and that's Wesley and A.W., and old A.W. said, there's old Eck Russell's chair. I said, you remember that night he and Herman Brown came in here? No, they got it and they call it the, got a little brass plaque on it. Said this is where Dick Russell sat the night that A.W. and Herman Brown brought him in the football game.
Yeah, well, I tell you that football team sure played ball today.
Huh?
That team sure played football today.
They did all right. You remember that night?
Not much about it. I don't remember much about it.
Well, we just wanted to call you up and tell you that you are a very much beloved man.
You make me feel mighty good, Mr. President.
Well, how's your family?
Yeah, all fine, thank you.
Well, do you tell that little...
Yeah, got terrible weather out here. Got ice and snow and trees breaking down and everything else with sleet. It's terrible.
Well, they tell me if there's no plane, they couldn't even bring me the courier plane today from Washington.
I'm sure that's true. It's just been terrible all up and down the seaboard.
I gave all your argument to Earhart, and I wasn't very persuasive with him. But he got up that night at toast after I took him out on the ranch and looked at the deer, and just he and I were driving along in the front seat. And I said, would you give me one good reason why we ought to keep six divisions over there? And he looked at me and said, well, psychologically it's very important to German people because they get very disturbed if you pulled them out of there. And I said, well, do you think we ought to, just for psychological reasons, spend all $600-700 million? Well, he said the boys all like to stay there, too. I said, now, listen, Miss Chancellor, there's not a single boy there that wouldn't like to be home with Mom and Papa tonight. It's Christmas. And that night when he got up to respond to my toast, I told him that the Germans had launched me into politics, Dick Clayburgh hired me, and the Americans had launched Earhart. And I said, when I got in, I was a politician, I had to start to work on the budget and become an economist, and he was an economist and he had to become a politician. And the old man got up to reply. He said, I got kind of disturbed this afternoon. But he agreed to spend more money with us than he's been spending, and more than we're spending, and he agreed to not to let Cuba have any more spare parts and things that they had been letting dribble out of there. He agreed to raise his defense budget by $1 billion. He agreed that we could make some little moves from time to time, and he would try to explain them and get his people a little better conditioned. And I think that we had a mighty good meeting, although we didn't get all your troops out right quick.
I didn't want to bring them all out right quick, but I'm...
I told him you were making those big Lockheed transports, and you want to see them used.
I know you did a good job with him.
Have you talked to Indonesia? Have you talked to anybody about Indonesia?
No.
I told somebody in Washington that before I approved $25 million aid to them, I wanted to get your...
I wouldn't give them a dime cent, Mr. President.
I knew you wouldn't, but I want you to tell them why. I want them to give you that approval that they rushed to me with the Secretary of State, and all of them said it's got to be done by the first of the year.
Well, the trouble about it is that those people have got their own little coterie of thinking there in the State Department. They're good men, all right. Edson, Dulles, and this man we got there now, Rusk, are all mighty fine men. But they all get their advice from the same source, and they think through the same processes, and they piece through the same quill. And if everything could be done, it wouldn't cause collapse. They think it would.
Well, I asked somebody. I don't know who it was. I think it's Mike Bundy. But I told him I wouldn't act on it until I got a written memo from you. I want your opinion on it, and I want McNamara. I asked McNamara, and McNamara kind of snorted, too.
Well, I talked to Freeman tonight about the Durham wheat.
Yeah, I told him. I told him to call you about that. What'd you tell him?
I told him I hadn't been in favor of that wheat deal, but since we started into it, I saw no reason why that little $800,000 extra substitute should stall it all. And I'd defend him and defend it on it.
Well, I wanted your judgment on it, because I think that he tries, but I'm not sure he has the best judgment all the time.
No, he doesn't, but he tries. He's enthusiastic and he's loyal.
Yeah, I think all that's true, and I don't think he whips us around.
No, that's right.
He tries to get along with Eastland and Ellender and some of them.
Yes, he does.
And he defends him in the cabinet meeting.
He does. He's a good man. He's not a heavyweight, but he's good, and he's loyal, and he does.
How's Bobby doing?
He's doing fine.
He's not there, is he?
No, sir. I had supper with him up to his house night before last, but I haven't seen him since then.
Well, give him my love and tell him that if he didn't have such a damn good job, I'd give him a bad one.
Well, we talked about you. Had a couple of fellas down there from Atlanta, thought they'd big shots and all. Bobby's telling about what a great man you was. Greatest man ever been, the greatest president the country's ever seen.
Well, not that.
He's been by, and he made 2 or 3 speeches about you.
I would if he was up there to help me, but I hope you have a wonderful new year. And wait a minute, A.W. won't speak by half of me and Wesley and a few of them here and say hi to you after this girl talks to you.
All right, sir.
Senator?
Honey, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
I've been seeing you with great approval in the newsreel and in the paper.
There's nobody's approval that I want more than yours.
Oh, Lord, what a politician. No wonder Lyndon Johnson's president.
And listen, I want to talk to you seriously about, I mentioned very briefly something about Tallulah Falls, and I've got plans about my trips to places that we both know, and I want to talk to you a little bit more about it.
I'll be glad to.
Now,
it's all right, but it's not of any maximum importance.
Well, what I want is something that's a going concern.
There used to be poor mountain folks, but they all, they're paved roads up there now, and they can all get in and out.
Mm-hmm. I want a going concern where I can be of some little use.
Well,
and I just want to say that I hope there were a lot of Russells gathered around the Christmas dinner table and the New Year's dinner table.
We didn't have a 42 here at Christmas. A lot of them couldn't get in, but we had a big time.
Well, all my love to you.
Loving daughters of yours at home, or where are they this Christmas?
They were together with us at Christmas, and we had all of Lennon's family at Christmas, and now we're having my family, about 15 Taylors. But my 2 children went with their dates to watch the big ball game.
That was a terrific ball game. That Texas could beat any college team in the world today. I never saw a team play like that, did I?
And they'll be back tomorrow. And I want that Lindbergh's going to come back up there. The main reason she's coming is because she wants to listen to smart people like you and get smarter.
She needs to be up there to help her daddy. She's a politician just like her mother.
And here's Judge Morrison.
Hi, Senator.
Judge, how are you?
All right. Happy New Year to you.
There have been many of them. I get along just fine. Yeah, Lennon reminded me of that time I saw they disgraced myself over there and you had to take care of
him. Oh, heck, he shouldn't have mentioned that. He just kidding.
Well,
how'd you like old Texas today?
I don't tell you, they could have whipped in the college football team there was assembled today.
They're working today, weren't
they? Navy had a good team, but they just looked like high school out there trying to play Texas.
Yeah.
They had a good team. I don't tell you, that number 70 for Texas was the most terrific tackle I ever saw. In the line, he was taking 2 and 3 men out.
Yeah, he's tough. He sure is.
And he's not such a hell of a big fella either.
No, he just determined.
But and he got the speed and quick as a cat, too.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, A.W. Hope you are.
Well, have you had nice holidays?
Yeah, we've had a good time.
Well, that's sure fun.
Did you enjoy the day out there?
Yeah, we did. We miss you.
Well, I wish I could have been there.
Really?
I hope the president didn't miss it many times. Please. He did that time. He created that shortage of...
No, he made an awful good shot yesterday. He shot a deer, I think, about 350 yards right through the neck.
Well, that's wonderful.
He really did. You know, I'm not lying about that one.
Well, that's all right. Nobody's ever killed one as far as I put that in his home shot, Joe.
Well, I know
I
did.
You should. Well. Homer
looked
so serious and knit those eyebrows and that tell about
it. It sure is good to hear you sound so well.
Well, it's good to hear from you. They've been a happy new year to you and many of them.
Well, here, Wesley wants to say something to you. Stay with it.
Wesley?
Hold on.
Wesley?
How are you, sir?
I haven't seen you in the coon's age.
Well, it's been too long, but we think this is a pretty fine way to start off the new year.
I haven't seen you in the coon's age. By golly, I've thought about you lots of time and wondered how you get along.
Well, we're not doing too well, but we don't know any better. We think everything's all right.
Well, you're doing all right.
We think it's going to be all right, and we don't know of a better way to start off the new year than to get to talk to you and to be with such nice people out here.
You're doing all right. You were the great man there. Going to be president for 9 more years.
Well, I think that's about right.
And I'm certainly honored and pleased and gratified that you all talked to me.
Well,
it's been a long time since I've seen you, Wes. We have to come up out of Washington City sometime.
Well, I'd like to do it. I sure would. I'd like to visit with you sometime. And we miss you out here.
Well, I miss being out there, too.
Well, it's mighty nice to talk to you, and I hope
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Senator.
Yeah. I'll see you.
Fine, Danny. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice.